Pakistanis on Tuesday took to the streets to protest Pakistani neuroscientist Afia Siddiqui's trial in the U.S. for allegedly firing at American troops in Afghanistan. Siddiqui has become a symbol of a national dignity and honor in Pakistan.
Angry, yet restrained, but for how long? Many may turn violent if Pakistani neuroscientist Dr. Afia Siddiqui, set to stand trial in New York, is convicted on attempted murder charges.
People are very angry. They are very upset, and they have been demanding the release of their sister in a peaceful manner. And if the U.S. wants the sentiments of the people of Pakistan to be cooled down in its favor, they should immediately release Dr. Afia, who is innocent by all means.
Afia is charged with shooting at FBI agents when she was detained in Afghanistan over her suspected links with Al-Qaeda in 2008. She insists being innocent.
She cannot pick up that sort of rifle which they are talking about, and there are no fingerprints, there is no evidence. And I would like to tell you that for her case in America now, people from Afghanistan have volunteered to go and speak on her behalf, because it is such a fraud, it is such a fake.
Dr. Afia was a firing incident by U.S. security guards. Right activists say she was raped and tortured by U.S. troops and interrogators before they fired at her at Bagram military base near Kabul.
I'm standing here, I'm doing nothing. When a sister, when another human being is going through all this terror and all this pressure, I say shame on my leaders and shame on all the world's leaders who allow such things to happen, who allow our people, who allow any people in the world to die.
Afia was allegedly kidnapped along with her three children by Pakistani intelligence agencies in 2003. Later, they were handed over to Americans. However, the U.S. claims she was arrested in Afghanistan in July 2008.
Dr. Afia's case of torture and rape is just tip of the iceberg of gross human rights abuses under the cover of so-called war against terror. According to media reports, there are more 500 Pakistani nationals jailed for years at Bagram military base. This is in addition to thousands of other Pakistani nationals held at secret torture cells manned by Pakistan intelligence agencies and American CIA. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.